We turn now to Tom Gelton. He covers national security for NPR. And Tom, authorities have said that this is suggestive of an al-Qaeda operation. What about this plot reflects al-Qaeda's known methods?
Renee, let's go back to a statement that Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said this morning about this plot. He said it was sophisticated, it had a lot of members, and it was international in scope. Three characteristics that could give it the earmarks of an al-Qaeda plot. Sophistication: they were going to bring components on board which are each benign in themselves, but when mixed together, in Chertoff's words, could create a bomb. That suggests a level of technical capability that really nobody else but al-Qaeda has. It had a lot of members. All right, if you have a plot involving a lot of members, those people have to be recruited and trained. Who else but al-Qaeda has the capability to recruit and train a lot of members? And it was international in scope. Now, there are other international terrorist organizations, or at least terrorist organizations that involve members in more than one country, but certainly al-Qaeda is the premier international organization.
The steps that the British and U.S. authorities have taken this morning seem pretty extraordinary.
Well, indeed they are, Renee. When was the last time you were told you couldn't take liquids or gels on a plane? We are now at a red level alert on international flights coming into the United States from Britain. That is a level of alert that we've never seen before. Of course, this is a new system of alerts that was put in place after 9/11, but this, I think, does take us all pretty much all the way back to 9/11 in terms of the threat to air travel that is recognized.
And this alleged plot, how does it compare to other terror plots that have been intercepted?
Well, the first one that we can think of is the December 2001 with Richard Reid, who was going to blow up a plane in midair with a bomb in his shoe. And, of course, he was caught in the act and arrested, and so that attempt was thwarted. But Michael Chertoff and also Magnus Ransdorp, in this interview just now with Ari Shapiro, both mentioned another operation more than 10 years ago, way back in 1994 and 1995, that is eerily similar to this one. That one was masterminded by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and it involved, again, blowing up as many as 12 airliners en route to the United States over the Pacific, and it involved mixing liquids together. So this is, in fact, U.S. investigators believe that that plot, it had that funny Serbo-Croatian name, Oplan Bojanka, was the genesis of the idea of using aircraft as weapons. So we can go back more than 10 years to see the thinking behind this.
Now, neither British nor American authorities have commented on the timing, but Tom, it is just 1 month before the fifth anniversary of September 11th.
It is. And we're also, another timing issue, Renee, that we should keep in mind is the attacks going on in Lebanon right now. Ayman al-Zawahiri, the number two in al-Qaeda, came out and said that all Muslims should unite behind the people of Lebanon. That in spite of the fact that the Hezbollah group in Lebanon is Shia and al-Qaeda is considered Sunni, and these are rival terrorist organizations. Now, you could either see this as an attempt at solidarity with Hezbollah, or it could be an attempt to get attention away from Hezbollah.
Tom, thanks. NPR's Tom Gelton.